Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us Reverend Lauren Davis, and we're going to be talking about the purpose-driven church. Now, I've been very, very criticized very much for speaking out against the purpose-driven church, and I've been told by ministers, well, if you have any difference at all with Pastor Rick Warren, you should just go and talk to him. Let me tell you, this is not something to talk about. If you are in a purpose-driven church and you disagree with the minister, you're thrown out of the church. Is that how you deal with Christian brothers? No. It's all about a management technique. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It has to do with using Christianity to transform the world. We're told in the latter days, and of course you can go to Thessalonians 2, I believe it's chapter 2, although I'm sure Dervin Davis knows this a lot better than I do, but we're told that in the latter days, before the man of wickedness or man of sin is revealed, there will be a great falling away. And today, in literally hundreds of thousands of churches across America, they're turning away from the teaching of the traditional faith, and they're turning to the purpose-driven faith, which is one really based upon works. And, well, I'm going to let Reverend Davis tell you about this, because he comes from Africa. There, of course, his movement is sweeping Africa. Rick Warren has said that Rwanda will be the first purpose-driven country in the world. And they're taking over Rwanda. They're taking over the churches of Africa and of South America and the United States. This movement, and I know they're going into India, I've heard this from India as well, they're taking over the whole world with this revolutionary idea of how they're going to use the Christian church to change the world. And unfortunately, why this has very little to do with Christianity. In fact, Rick Warren has been invited to go back and talk to the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he is, of course, working very closely with their dream of transforming the world. Reverend Davis, please pick up and explain to our leaders, our listeners, why you're so concerned.
Well, Dr. Stan, good to be with you this evening. We have just returned from Africa about 10 days ago, and also we went into Rwanda, and it is true that Rick Warren went into Rwanda, and in fact, he solicited an intercontinental hotel there in Kigali. Nearly all the churches, all the pastors in Rwanda, to bring them under the fold of the purpose-driven church. And he's come deeply into Kenya, where we are based. And also, we've been building churches. We built 132 churches in villages, remote villages to date. And some of my pastors came in from very remote villages, and they told me that he had come there. And I was very, very shocked, because these are so remote, and these are such primitive people. There are a lot of different concerns that you and others, including myself, have regarding his agenda. And one is teachings that parallel with the New Age, and his associates association with New Age leaders. Another one, of course, is his connection with the United Nations and their agenda of one world. And then his dream of world peace, and as you mentioned, using the church to bring about the agenda of world peace, which is really, it corresponds with the agenda of the United Nations and also the New Age movement. But
hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here, okay, with Reverend Lauren Davis. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Reverend Lauren Davis, and he, of course, has a ministry in Africa, centered in Kenya. They are building churches in the outback there. He's been there since going back to 1988, but he's been back in the United States for 10 days now, and he has a message about what's going on in Africa. What you're not understanding is that the man that Time magazine has selected to be the leader of the Christian church, and that, of course, is Rick Warren, the man that the man who owns Fox News and all the many, many scurrilous publications. Rupert Murdoch has published the book written by Rick Warren. It sold, I don't know, 30 million copies or so. And Rick Warren has a program to take over control of Christianity, to change. Well, I'm going to let Reverend Davis tell us what is really going on today.
All right. Well, the big concern I have, particularly, you know, as missionary in Africa, he's coming in and he's retraining the pastors in Africa. He has a program literally re-indoctrinating them with his particular form of doctrine. And also, he's sending out email sermons that even pastors from villages are coming into the internet and they're preaching his messages. Now, as we could go many different directions tonight of the dangers of the purpose-driven church, I want to talk about his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, and I want to prove that it is unscriptural in many, many points. Most of this book is unscriptural.
And yet, of course, so many Christians have gone through the 40 days of purpose. They've been guided through by their ministers, and the ministers tell them this is a wonderful thing. We are really going to be effective now. We're really going to be able to spread the Christian gospel and bring more people into the church.
Well, I think what the situation is on this is that pastors today, you know, they go away to seminaries and many Bible schools that really do not believe in the infallibility of the Bible. And so what I've seen is, and I have been to the seminaries, I know most Bible schools and seminaries, you know, they absolutely attack the Bible, particularly the King James Bible, constantly. They're tearing it apart. And with the proliferation of all these different translations, and, you know, he says he uses 15 different wonderful translations, and I'm not going to have time to go there tonight, but this would be a fascinating program in itself, comparing the translations that he uses with the King James Bible, and they totally distort and change the Word of God.
Hold that thought just a moment. We'll be right back here with Pastor Lauren Davis. All right, well, Pastor Davis, Reverend Davis, Reverend Davis is simply talking about how the purpose-driven church uses multiple Bible translations. We're told the Bible is the Word of God, but when you got multiple translations, which one's the real Word of God? And there are substantive differences between these various translations. So, Reverend Davis, please pick up the story from there.
All right. If we can, we can go to that issue on another program. And, you know, it's very fascinating, and I can prove, you know, that these translations he uses are corrupt.
You're talking about the message and some things that even the man who wrote the translation doesn't pretend it's the Word of God, but Rick Warren says it's the Word of God.
Yes, he does. So, but tonight I want to go from different pages in the book. I'm going to be using the pages from the hardback cover
right,
of his book.
Of The Purpose-Driven Life.
Of The Purpose-Driven Life. I'm going to give you the page number. I'm going to quote what he said, and then I'm going to prove that it's unscriptural. First of all, on page 250 of The Purpose-Driven Life hardcover, Rick Warren says there are no definitions of the spiritual gifts given in the Bible. And he says, so any definitions are arbitrary and usually represent a denominational bias. You know, this is a very outrageous statement, and it either comes from somebody, you know, who has not read the Bible or, you know, only had a theological training from a seminary, or that has read the Bible and doesn't believe what it says. Because let's look what the Bible says about the spiritual gifts, that he says the Bible has no definition of the spiritual gifts. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 11. It says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, my brethren, I would not have you ignorant. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues." So the Bible specifically defines what the gifts of the Spirit are, but he blatantly says, Rick Warren says, there are no definitions of the spiritual gifts in the Bible. It is just absolutely, totally outrageous to say something like that, and totally incorrect. Another thing that he says on page 193, and you know, I want to show here that much of his teachings align with the New Age teaching of everything that happens to you is meant to be. That is a premise, a major premise of the New Age. Anything that happens in your life is meant to be. On page 193 of the Purpose Driven Life hardback, he said, "God has a purpose behind every problem." In page 195, he says, "Because God is sovereignly in control, accidents are just good incidents in God's plan for you." Question: is God's good plan for you to have accident? Where does personal responsibility factor in? You mean that God makes people get drunk and have accidents that kills innocent people? How totally irrational. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, and I'm showing that his teachings are unscriptural. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, "I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life." So we have a choice, and that it comes to personal responsibility. On page 195 to 196 in The Purpose-Driven Life is another blatantly unscriptural statement. And he says, and this is the man who wants to be the head of Christianity, "God's plan for your life is all that happens to you, including mistakes, your sins, your hurts, your illness, the debt that you have, disasters, divorce, and the death of your loved one." Now, look what he's saying. Literally, this is totally blasphemous what this man is saying about God. He's saying that God planned before you were born to get a divorce. Now, look at the consequence divorce has upon a person's life, upon children. And yet he said God planned before your birth that you would have a divorce. He says on that page 195 to 196, before you were born, God planned your sins. So he is saying God planned for you to sin, and you cannot help the sin you're doing. God foreordained this. But let's look at what the Bible says. The Bible says in Exodus 20, verse 20, it commands us to sin not. Why would God predestine and foreordain for us to sin and command us not to sin? He told a woman, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing comes upon you." He said illness was planned by God. Debt. So again, you know, if you're frivolous, if you're not responsible, and you go get in debt, he is teaching here, you have no choice, that God planned for you to get in debt. And no wonder people hate God with that kind of theology and that kind of thinking that he's giving. Saying that God causes illness is totally defiant of the scriptures. Look in Luke 13, verse 16. It says, "And not thought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, not God, these 18 years be loosed on the Sabbath day." So the scripture says that Satan bound her, and Jesus came and he healed her. God didn't make her sick. In John 10, verse 10, it says, "The thief," referring to Satan, "he comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and that you have, might have it more abundantly. God is not the thief. God is not the killer. Rick Warren does not even acknowledge the work of the devil. He blames God for what the devil is doing. He is so full of theology from seminary, he has no idea, it seems, what the Bible says. Or worse yet, he knows, and he just does not believe it.
Well, of course, the thing is that people don't like to hear about sin. I've heard it said that sin doesn't sell very well. Even the mention of hell doesn't sell very well in Christian circles today. So we don't talk about it, even though it's such an important part of the Bible.
Well, you see, this is where Rick Warren is selling... you know, really selling his program to the churches, because he has a seeker-sensitive church, which was really the foundation came, Bruce Warren said, from the grandfather of this, was Robert Schuller, who is a universalist, does not believe that Jesus is the only way to God. And so he is selling to the world, don't preach what the Bible says, preach to the people what they want to hear. And how can you be a friend of people when you tell them what they want to hear and not what they need to hear, something that can save their life and change their life?
And of course, if you don't
do that to your children, you'd be ruining them.
And I think that really this is pivotal to everything going on. You know, if you go to a church and you always feel good every time you come out, you're not being convicted as the sinner that you are. And one of the reasons that America was transformed back in the 1740s during the First Great Awakening was because Jonathan Edwards and John Wesley and the others, you know, went around and convicted people of their sin and brought them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But if you feel good about yourself all the time, you don't really need the Lord.
That's right. And you know, what I say is pastors who buy into this, preachers who buy into this, they don't love people. And you cannot be a true believer in Jesus, in God, and buy into this thing, because if you don't warn people, if they don't repent of their sins, that they're going to hell, if they don't change, if they don't live right, they're going to stand before the judgment of God. You really don't care about people, and it's really true. What they care about is getting a big church, getting power, getting a big platform, and getting more money.
Well, of course, this has really been very successful in the United States, but it's also catching hold in Africa as well there. And many of the African ministers are embracing, as they change the whole message of salvation and of the Scriptures.
Yes, and you know, I have seen, Dr. Stan, in Africa. Actually, this has been going on for quite a while before Rick Warren has come. And, you know, I believe God wants to bless us, but what's happened is Western preachers have come into Africa. They preach the gospel of riches and money. And, of course, this is very appealing, you know, to people who are just groveling in poverty. And so what they have done, they've turned the gospel into a gospel of money. And for a long time, they've not been preaching, by and large, for salvation, to live right. They've been preaching the gospel of success. And so what this has done, like I said, this has been going a long time, preachers from the West coming in. What it's done, it has prepared the people of Africa to receive this message of Rick Warren that he's coming in.
You're talking
that
about...
they want to have money. It's a this life gospel.
And sort of a name it and claim it type of faith, huh?
Yes, it is. And we know that God wants to bless us, but, I mean, that has just virtually taken over as just the gospel, period. And hardly anything is ever said about eternity. Everything is about what God can do for you right now, what you can get. And so now he comes in and offering these humanitarian programs and aid and all these things. Well, you know, the pastors are primed and ready for it.
But, of course, there's nothing wrong with helping people, is there?
Of course not. And, you know, as Christians, we are taught that we are to help people. And in our ministry, we take in truckloads after truckloads of maize and of clothing, you know, in areas that are stricken and destitute. And God says that we see our brother in need, that we ought to care for them. But what he has done, he's taken a legitimate thing that the Bible says that we ought to care for others, and he's pushed that out into the forefront. And he's using good works. It's just like
hold that thought right there, please.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 on the route down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book on here that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the radio, and our guest this afternoon is Reverend Lauren Davis, who's just been back about 10 days from Africa, but the purpose-driven church is sweeping throughout Africa. And certainly what you're seeing is a management program. People in many purpose-driven churches are required to sign a promise that they'll go along with the program when they don't even understand the program. The whole system is built upon personal relationships in small groups, and you're at a sort of bond with the people in the small group, so no matter what you're told, you will not want to leave that church because your friends are there, your whole life surrounds the church, and you'll be so busy. But what they're very gradually doing is bringing in different types of music. Music that doesn't really honor the Lord, but has a tremendous emotional impact on the individual. Just as the drums in Africa are used to whip people into a frenzy, so of the drums and the rhythms that are used that used to, you know, certainly don't honor the Lord. That certainly, if you want to go to a rock concert, that's one thing. But why bring the rock concert into the church? Just because young people want to hear this sort of thing, turn on. But do they turn on to Jesus, or do they turn on to different sets of values and beliefs? Well, that is the background. Reverend Davis, pick up, please.
Yes, Dr. Stan, that reminds me of when the children of Israel came out of Israel out of Egypt, and when Moses went to the mountain to visit with God and to hear from God, the Bible says that they built a golden calf next to the altar of the Lord. They didn't abandon the altar of the Lord. They just had the golden calf, the image of Baal of Egypt, their god. They put it next to the altar of the Lord. And the Bible says they played the music. It was the music of Egypt, and they did the dances of Egypt, seductive dances, before the altar of the Lord. And for some reason, they thought by leaving the altar of the Lord there that it must have sanctified the golden calf and must have sanctified the Baal music of Egypt and the Baal dances of Egypt, and so they brought it before the altar of the Lord. And that is the mixing that has come into the house of God. And there's a scripture that says, you have defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. And the Bible says the friend of the world is the enemy of God. And so we have literally brought the world front and center right into the middle of Christianity. Now, if I may I continue now with some unscriptural points?
You go right ahead.
Sure. On page 187 in Purpose Driven Life, in the hardback, he says he uses the Bible as the final authority. Well, that sounds well and good, but which Bible? He said he's using 15 wonderful translations. And it's interesting, all these translations disagree with each other in how to interpret scriptures. Some of those translations delete the blood for redemption. It deletes Jesus as the only begotten Son of God. It deletes God was manifest in the flesh. And in that story in Daniel 3 about the fourth man in the fire was like the Son of God, they change it into the fourth one was like a son of the gods. And that is totally pagan. And these are the translations he's using. But he says, I use the Bible as the final authority. But which Bible? In 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says, God is not the author of confusion. But Rick Warren knows how to say the right words that appeal to the fleshly mind, but they ring hollow against the Bible. In Genesis 3:1, it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And it was subtlety that he deceived Eve. It was not that he just told her to reject God. In 2 Peter 1:16, it says, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. And that is exactly what the purpose-driven life is. It is a cunningly devised, premeditated fable. In fact, Peter Drucker, Rick Warren says is his mentor, he helped him be the architect of the purpose-driven life, Peter Drucker. And Peter Drucker, he followed German mysticism, and also he was into Zen Buddhism. Now, why would Rick Warren have as his mentor a man who was into German mysticism and also into mythology, and go to that man to help him architect the book that was going to literally redesign Christianity? And the man is not even a believer in Christ. And this is the man that is helping him. The purpose-driven life is a cunningly devised, premeditated fable. The Bible says in Psalms 119, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. The reason people and even preachers can be deceived like this is, one, they have not read the Bible themselves, or they've read corrupt translations of the Bible, or they've just gone to seminaries and heard the spin on the Bible.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, A Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today, and unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Reverend Lauren Davis, and he's only been back about 10 days from Africa, but he's coming back to really express his concern as this church growth movement is sweeping Africa and changing the entire thrust of the Christian gospel there, but even more. So they're really working to take over the country of Rwanda. In fact, Rick Warren has said this is going to be the first purpose-driven country. Now, what are they really doing in Africa? Are they trying to mobilize the Christians there for doing good works, or what are they really up to?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. He's working on several fronts. You know, he's working with the government there of Rwanda and also with the churches. And I was going to go on the radio, you know, and share my concerns about the purpose-driven life when I was there about 2 months ago. But one of the pastors told me, "You don't dare go on the radio. If you do, you will be arrested." And I was shocked. There's now no freedom of speech. You couldn't even say anything against Rick Warren in Rwanda without being arrested. So what he's doing, this, by going to the government and the churches, it is rejoining the church and state. You know, in this country, we really talk a lot about, it's talked about the separation of church and state. And the reason for that is going back to what happened, you know, in England with the Anglican Church, where the king or queen is the head of the state and the head of church, and one had no choice. They had to belong to the Anglican Church. The same thing happened with the Roman Church out of Italy, with Constantine, and that is, you had to belong to the Roman Church, and the government enforced, the civil magistrates, they enforced the religious laws. And it brought about the Inquisitions and things, so that the precedent that brought in the Dark Ages literally Rick Warren is reviving that old church and state alliance again. And we've seen what's happened in Islamic countries, you know, where the civil law enforces Sharia law. And, boy, I could really go into that. There's some sensitive things I can't talk about that's going on in Africa right now. But there is a real battle in Africa, you know, getting Sharia law, Islamic law, to be the law of the land. And so everybody has got to comply, you know, with what Islam says is right and wrong. And there is another group coming that's Dominion now, and it's from Christianity that does not believe in the rapture. And boy, this is a whole another arena we can go to at some time. But they believe that Christians are going to conquer the earth, the governments and the social institutions, the economies of the world, and then Jesus is going to come sit in the temple. And so what they're after, and you know, the far left, you know, they've been very concerned about the religious right and, you know, saying they're dangerous. But what I think, you know, conservative, that entails a lot of different groups of Christianity. But not everybody who believes in Christianity believes the same thing. But the Dominion Now, the Kingdom Now people don't believe in the rapture, believe we're taking over the government. This is exactly what Rick Warren's following the pattern of doing right now. And it's the church and the state coming back together. And based on history, it has very deadly consequences that are coming. May I mention my website?
Oh, you certainly may, and then we're going to take a caller here.
All right. I've written a book called The Paganization of Christianity. The Paganization of Christianity. It's 485 pages, and it tells about specific teachings and things going on in Christianity that are unscriptural. And I give what the Word of God says. It's very powerful. I spent 18 years writing it. And you can get my book, The Paganization of Christianity, and also check on our ministry in Africa by going to our website, www.laurendavis.com, LorenDavis.com. And you can write to us at combineharvesting@hotmail.com.
All right, let's go to Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie, do you have a question for our guest?
I do. I was calling in and I heard the pastor talk about Rwanda. And I believe I was reading in Peter Hammond's literature that Rick Davis said that Rwanda was going to be the first purpose-driven nation.
That's certainly what apparently Rick Warren has said. He is going to take over Rwanda and they are going to be the first purpose-driven nation. Did Peter Hammond say that in his booklet?
That's in Time magazine, I know.
Okay, anything else, Jeannie?
I'm just wondering if the pastor knows who's funding this, Rick Warren. The reason is you can look back at the cult of Jim Jones in Guyana, and that was a small group of over 100.
It was almost 1,000, as I remember.
Eight or 900.
It's a very large group.
But now it's expanding to a nation, and I wonder if there's other forces we don't realize that's funding this movement.
All right, that's a good question. Pastor Davis, where do you think the money is coming from? Do you think it's coming from the elite of the Council on Foreign Relations, who seem to be so taken with his efforts, or from the United Nations, or where is it coming from?
Right now, I don't have hard evidence, and so you don't want to say without hard evidence, but I do have some thoughts about it. You know, about at the same time he's coming, you know, Tony Blair from Great Britain has offered $15 billion for Africa. You know, our government has offered billions of dollars for Africa. And then there's the faith-based initiatives. And I know that Rick Warren has been very interested in that. I don't know exactly if he's tapped in that or not, but I do know that what he's doing is running parallel with the global initiative of the United Nations, and it's absolutely facilitating it to happen by bringing the church into line. And so I'm suspecting, and I think you know that it can be substantiated someplace. I can't right now. That he is getting perhaps even government money from different places because it's following an agenda. Also, him being setting this up, Rwanda is a purpose-driven nation. Think about this. If it's a purpose-driven nation, and Rick Warren is the head of purpose-driven, and the reason the government and president is going along with him is because all of the aid that he's promising. And, you know, even foreign governments are promising all this aid, and it possibly is funneling through him, because different governments, you know, they've got a different agenda. Africa has got a lot of wealth, and I think there's a big danger of recolonization of Africa. But if he's the head of purpose-driven, and Rwanda is a purpose-driven nation, literally that would make him the king of Rwanda.
Well, I think that what we're seeing is this move towards the New World Order and the New World Religion, and they go together. Anything else you want to say, Jeannie?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, and let's go then to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Mike, did you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I wondered if the massacre of the Tutsi Christians in Rwanda was done, orchestrated for the sake of paving the way for this purpose-driven church.
Well, of course, that was over a decade ago. That was in 1994, yeah. So that was
right,
11 years ago.
That would wipe out a significant Christian influence in the country, though, something of that nature would be necessary to pave the way for Rick Warren.
Well, I think that, well, I don't have any thoughts on that. Do you, Dr. Reverend Davis?
Well, my wife, Celeste, and I, we were in Goma, Congo, which is right on the border of Rwanda, 2 weeks after the genocide. We were preaching a crusade there, and we saw all those refugees, Hutu refugees, that came in there. And so we got a lot of firsthand, very fresh stories about the genocide, what was happening. But the reality of the situation, and if you go even and look in history, this is not hearsay, much of the killing that happened in the genocide, it happened in many of the Catholic churches. And many even of the priests and nuns were involved, and also there were some Protestant preachers who were involved in this thing. And so it was, it was just a pretty unbelievable thing. But what I noticed, and we were just there, and we went to the memorial of the Rwanda memorial of the genocide. 10,000 people were killed every day for 100 days. 1 million people, and they were killed in the most brutal fashions. Not with guns; they were slowly killed with clubs, with machetes, with brutal farm implements. But what my wife and I sensed when we were there is that Rwanda is still very fragile. You know, this is the second or third time they've had a genocide, and it was always outside influence that sparked a genocide in Rwanda. And I'm concerned by him meddling over there, and he's supporting one of the factions, and I know it's not making the other faction all that happy. By being there, you know, there is a danger that thing could explode again from what I saw.
Well, I think we can learn one very important lesson. That was the first thing they did was disarm the people. After that, then, of course, there was no way to defend themselves from being hacked to death with the machetes. And exactly the same forces, the same spiritual forces, are at work trying to disarm the American people. They don't want to get us disarmed, because that's going to cut back on crime, because when you disarm the people, you get more crime. They have another agenda. Anything else, Mike?
Well, just the fact that, as he said, Rwanda is so frail, and it becomes, in that case, very vulnerable.
It certainly does.
Someone like Rick Warren.
Okay, thank you so much, Mike.
It's just too cute. It's too neat to pass it off.
Okay. All right, fine. Well, Reverend Davis, why don't you go ahead, and I'd just as soon ask people not to call in so we could let Reverend Davis get his thoughts out. Go right ahead.
Sure. I want to give some more points from Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, that are unscriptural. One is page 203 in the hard copy. He says, Satan is predictable. You know, how ridiculous. No statement could be further from the truth. The Bible calls Satan a deceiver, and a deceiver is anything but predictable. Look at Revelation 20, verse 10, and it says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 18, 23, and for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And the Bible says in 2 John 1, 7, that this is a deceiver and antichrist. So he is making a statement saying Satan is predictable on page 203 that is literally defiant of what the Bible says. Another statement that he says that's unscriptural, and it's on page 43 of The Purpose-Driven Life. Rick Warren says in his book, we do not know the tests that God will give us. This is totally unscriptural. In James 1, verse 13 to 14, it says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed." But people like to blame God for their own bad decisions and mistakes. Satan is the tempter, not God. Look what the Bible says. 1 Thessalonians 3:5. He says, "I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain." In Matthew 4:3, it says, "When the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God." And we know that the tempter was Satan himself. And so here he totally is defiant of what the Bible says. On page 199 of The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren says, "We are transformed by trouble." This is not scriptural. Trouble is sent by Satan to destroy us, or oftentimes trouble comes by our own dumb mistakes. God says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." In Psalms 32, verse 7, it says, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble." In Psalms 20, verse 1, it says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble." Why would God defend you if he sent you the trouble? And they're saying we are transformed by trouble. This is Rick Warren. Look at Romans 12, 2. "Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The biblical word transformed is being illegitimately used by him here. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind, washing it with the Word of God. We're not transformed by trouble. Trouble can just make you bitter and destroy you. It doesn't necessarily bring you closer to God. We can definitely learn lessons out of trouble, but they are not sin of God. They are caused by ignorance, stupidity, or rebellion against the Word of God. Another thing that he says, "We must forgive instantly." This is in his book. "It is impossible to completely forgive someone unless they ask first." Look at what the Bible says. You know, the Bible is the final authority. In Luke 17, verse 3 to 4, it says, "If your brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him." The Bible does not demand that we forgive someone who does not ask for forgiveness. Now, you know, we're not just to hold it in, but you can't totally forgive a person unless they ask. God himself does not forgive us of our sins until we repent and confess them. Look at 1 John 1, verse 9. It says, "If we confess our sins, he is just and faithful to forgive us." God does not automatically forgive us of our sins until we confess them first. So it's totally unscriptural what he's saying. On page 164, Rick Warren says in his Purpose-Driven Life, "When I judge another believer, instantly I lose fellowship with God." Where is that in the Bible? In 1 Corinthians 5, verse 12, it says, "Do ye not judge them that are within?" The Bible says we're to judge those that are within. John 7, verse 24, it says, "Judge righteous judgment." In 1 John 4:1, it says, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So it's false prophets that don't want you to judge. And so when someone says something, whether it's a preacher or another believer, we should judge it according to the Word of God. Another very blatant error that he makes in his book, on page 34, Rick Warren says, "God won't ask you about your doctrinal views." God won't ask you about your doctrinal views. Scripturally, nothing could be further from the truth than that statement. In 2 John verse 9, it says, "He that hath not the doctrine of Christ hath not God." So, you know, a lot of people say, "Lord, Lord," but they do not his commandments. In Titus 2:1, it says, "Speak thou the things that become sound doctrine." So what people want today, they want Jesus, but they don't want his teachings. And they want to totally, you know, separate themselves from what he taught.
Well, of course, I don't think that most people want to acknowledge that they, we are sinners saved by grace. Most people don't want to give up their independence. They want to do it their way. And I fear very much that this is, of course, what we're beginning to promote, changing the entire thrust of Christianity. Reverend Davis, thank you so very much. Let's get your telephone number and your website out one more time.
Sure. You can get my book, The Paganization of Christianity, or check on our work in Africa. Look at our website, www.lorendavis.com. And also, you may contact us at combineharvesting@hotmail.com.
Oh, God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago. And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Archer Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly I don't like to have dissension within the faith, but when I feel that something is changing the entire structure of Christianity, I have to speak out, especially when the major book, The Promise-Driven Church, Purpose-Driven Church, is published by Rupert Murdoch's publishing house, Zondervan, when Time magazine has picked Rick Warren to be the leader of modern-day Christian, and, of course, when he's talked to the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and, of course, is actually pushing a more new-age type of Christianity, somebody has to speak out. We have a number of books on this subject. The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church by Noah Hutchings. Warren Smith, Deceived on Purpose. James Sandquist, Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church? These are important books. We recommend them. The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church, Deceived on Purpose, Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church. We have a four-tape set on this issue, on the Purpose-Driven Church. It's called Church Growth. We have a DVD put out by our good friend Dr. Robert Klink on the subject. We suggest you get the information, you evaluate it, and you understand that if you are in one of these churches and you object in any way, you are thrown out of the church. You are required to sign a statement that you will go along with the program, even though you don't know what the program is. It is a control program. It's all about control. And that's not what Christianity is. Christianity is supposed to give us freedom, but that is more or less passé. There is a plan to transform the world. There is a world peace plan. Rick Warren has it, and you really need to look in it. You can get so much more information from our good friend Barrett Schoes by going to her website, crossroad.to. That's crossroad.to. We recommend it to you. And then, of course, we have so many other books that will take you into the spiritual aspect of what we're up against. We put together my newsletters into three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. Occult Hierarchy Part 1, Occult Hierarchy Part 2, and Part 3, all three of them together you can get for $9.95, or each one $3.95 if you'd rather get them separately, but you can get them all together in a bundle. And then, of course, we have one on the history of money, one on genetic engineering, one on We Are a Republic, and then an understanding of what happened on 9-1-1, and, of course, Foreknowledge, 9-1-1, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3. These are important booklets because you can read them, you can study them, they're easy, and of course you can get all of our back newsletters by certainly all bound, but you can pull them down off the internet for that matter. But it's so much more convenient if you have them by subject. And so, fortunately, my secretary puts these together and we can offer them to you at a very low price. Then, of course, we hope you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope that you'll want to get our latest newsletter, on peak oil, too. And the oil scam that's going to drive up your utility bill, it's going to drive up your electricity bill, your natural gas bill, your gasoline bill, and the price of literally everything you buy, because it's driving up the price of gasoline and fertilizers and chemicals, which we're totally dependent upon for our agricultural industry. And as the price of oil continues to rise, and it will continue to rise, because it is being artificially elevated, why it's going to impoverish the American people. If you'd like to get those newsletters, Peak Oil 1 or Peak Oil 2, we'll be glad to send them to you free of charge, or they will be posted in a few days on the internet site at radioliberty.com. But if you'd like a free newsletter and you haven't been to us before, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to, go to our website of radioliberty.com, listen to our internet programs 5 hours a day, listen to our archive programs, pull down our newsletters, copy them, tell others about our program, and help me to convince them we're involved in a spiritual battle. It's being waged on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield. Yes, it's even being waged within our churches today. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.